This is today is the show where we bring through the biggest names in Canadian golf, including our next guest. Mike Weir joins us on the line right now, 2003 Masters champion, 8-time winner on the PGA Tour. Mike, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate you taking the time for us today.
Yeah, no problem.
So, we want to get your perspective on Brooke Henderson's incredible accomplishment in Saskatchewan over the weekend. Maybe just like your visceral reaction as a Canadian and somebody who's been in that very position, so close to winning the Canadian Open at Glen Abbey. What did you feel seeing her able to finish that off yesterday?
Well, I was able to watch some of the highlights last night. I was down in southern Utah for a few days. We were totally off the grid, no phone service, no TV or anything, so we're doing some hiking down there, so I didn't get to see any of it, but I did see some of the highlights on the Golf Channel last night, and like everybody else, super proud of her, super proud Canadian, and that she was able to get that done. And obviously, you know, I've been close at the Canadian Open, but, you know, winning that event, and my first event on the tour, I know what it feels like when you get the crowd behind you and you're able to pull something off in front of your home crowd like I did in Vancouver for the Air Canada, so I know it comes with extra pressure, but also a lot of adrenaline, and in a good way. And she handled that very well, and, you know, just super, super happy for her.
Well, we talked to Sandra Post earlier, and she mentioned that she's not a kid anymore, even though she's 20, because she has been on tour for 3 years. But she's 20 years old, and, yeah, you mentioned that adrenaline and dealing with the emotions of having that lead and going out and shooting a 65 in those conditions. And I wonder how impressive that is to you, that, you know, you do have the crowd behind you, but there also is that, I guess, added element of pressure.
Yeah, no doubt. There is that added element. And, that's very impressive. And, you know, Brooke's just such a talented player. You know, she's so athletic. And, you know, I think that showed. I mean, just watching the highlights and just seeing her over the years, that her athleticism is, you know, at the top of the charts on the LPGA Tour. I mean, I don't see any other better athletes than her out there. The way she swings the club, how dynamic it is, and, you know, I love her putting stroke, her bunker play, everything. Just that little wedge shot she had in the 18, the control and spin she put on it, you know. Not a lot of ladies on the tour create that kind of, have that kind of technique to be able to put the touch on it, like I see Brooke be able to do. She just has a lot of talent, and she was able to capitalize and deal with that, but with the pressure of winning at home and keep her wits about her and you know, just show how talented she is.
Yeah, and she's 20. It's ridiculous. How do you think that relates to things? The fact that she's only 20. Can you imagine 20-year-old Mike Weir and being able to suppress the emotions and stay in the moment like she was able to do?
No, I wasn't ready to be able to handle that as a 20-year-old. I wasn't that talented of a player. You know, I was, you know, my third year of college at that point, or second year of college, and, you know, I was happy to shoot, you know, anything under par at that age, you know, and let alone shoot 65s in big tournaments. So she's way ahead of the game. That's just the nature of the sport, not only in the women's game and the men's game. It's younger and younger, and, you know, it's just the evolution of golf and where we're at with golf. And Brooke's a prime example of how, you know, the younger generation, they learn a lot quicker. They're not afraid to go low and afraid to, you know, kind of take the bull by the horns and get it done early. You know, experiences, you know, that used to be a big thing in golf. It's not as big of a factor anymore.
Yeah.
And it's great to see. You know, she's I love the way she plays. She's super intense, but she just has a great spirit about her when she's playing, and you know, it's fun. She's fun to watch.
Well, what's the relationship between Canadian golfers in between genders like that? Have you been in contact with her? Will you reach out after this victory?
Yeah, I'll definitely try to reach out. You know, the camaraderie amongst the guys is great, and the girls. You know, my era, Lori Kane, you know, we played the JCPenney Classic together a number of times. We still, when we see each other, we text each other still. You know, I don't know Brooke very well, but, you know, there's maybe a bit of a generational gap there. But we've, like I said, with Lori, we've always had a great relationship, and, you know, we'll still, even though I don't know Brooke, and I do hope to get to know her, we still support her, and I still support her, and, you know, always keeping my eye on the internet to see what she's doing.
So we also talked to Sandra about this earlier, and I know we have recency bias and we tend to be in the moment and try to label people as the greatest or where you rank and trying
sports
to compare.
Radio.
Yeah, that's listen, it's just, yeah, it's part of what we do, but I think it's part of what fans do as well. But I wonder, after a win like that, from your perspective, she's 20 years old, and again, she has 7 wins on tour. Where you think she ranks already as among the greatest Canadian golfers of all time?
Yeah, she's working her way right up there. I mean, she's, you know, 7 wins. I'm not sure what the most for the ladies are amongst our. Sandra probably has the most wins. I'm
yeah, she has 8.
She has 8, so or she's right there. So, you know, she's doing some phenomenal things. And like I said, it's just it's the way the game is now. The younger players get out there. You see it on the LPGA a lot. You know, you have these runs by Sayre Pack and then Lorena Ochoa and I'm trying to think of some of the other girls just a couple of years ago, Lydia Ko, MB Park, and now Brooks making this great run. So I think she's going to continue to keep winning, though. Like, I think just her athleticism, I think she's going to have a long, great career, and she's probably going to have, you know, who knows how many wins. But, you know, what she's doing is great. I hope she just stays focused and healthy, and she can get 40, 50 wins, who knows, you know, in a bunch of majors. So she's definitely working her way up the charts as one of the best ever.
So last time we talked to you, we discussed the Tiger versus Phil playoff, and you expressed your interest in getting to play Phil.
Yeah.
And let's get that event going. We still absolutely want that. I got to say, I would still be more interested in that than Tiger Phil now. Are you paying $26 to watch that?
Myself personally, I've seen it. I've seen both of them up enough close and seen enough their golf that I don't need to watch that.
Yeah.
I think it's still intriguing. I mean, it's kind of good. It's probably, I kind of relate it to, you know, maybe a little bit like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather when they fought. You know, just the boxing always tends to do that. You have these great matchups and it's always a little bit late, 4 or 5 years late. This seems like that, just maybe a little bit. It's, you know, Tiger's working his way back, and Phil, I mean, they're still great players, don't get me wrong, but you know, it would have been great to see it 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. I need to hop in our time machines.
I got to say, I'm a little worried about the trash talk. Like, I just saw the preview on Twitter.
At least you'd be better at the trash talk, Mike. My God.
I saw the preview on Twitter when they went back and forth, and I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to watch 3+ hours of you two guys go back and forth with that stuff.
Yeah. That
wasn't good. If it was uncensored, it might be a little better, you know?
It's
a trash talk, you know? Like, you know, like on the rink that, and hockey guys say stuff under the breath to each other that, you know, if it ever got on camera, it'd be pretty X-rated. But, you know, I think in golf, it can get like that a little bit, but obviously in this thing, it wouldn't be. But, you know, I think it'll still be good. I haven't seen these previews of what you're talking about of the trash talk.
You don't need to.
It sounds like it's a little bit weak.
Yeah, it is. It's very weak.
Mike, yeah, obviously you don't need to pay the $26. Like, some of the stuff I'm sure you've seen between those two or individually, that's probably like $26. If you got the chance to see what you saw, I'm sure that you'd look at $26 and be like, that's a bargain. I'd pay like 100 times that.
Right.
I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. I have seen, you know, some amazing things from both those guys, you know, in my days that I played with Phil. Phil's the same age as me. We played college against one another. I've seen him hit some incredible shots, and Tiger the same. So, you know, hopefully they'll at least, I think they will entertain it. I mean, I think it'll still be fun to watch. And you can say all these other things that I've said. You know, it's probably 10 years too late. It's still probably going to be pretty good TV.
Mike, really appreciate the time. Thanks.
Always fun, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.